ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Papua New Guinea's opposition has questioned the decision made by the country's police commander to drop two high-profile cases against the Prime Minister, Peter O'Neill, and two other key ministers. Last week, PNG's police commissioner said police had closed their investigations into allegations the PM signed a letter giving directions to the country's Treasury Department to pay tens of millions of kina to a law firm. And this week, Police Commissioner Gary Barkey stopped investigations into a controversial land deal, citing a lack of evidence as the reason. That deal implicated two ministers. Opposition MP and the Shadow Attorney General Karenga Kua says both cases can be and should be pursued again in future. From Port Moresby, here's our reporter Bethany Harriman.
In two statements within just days of each other, PNG Police Commissioner Gary Barkey dropped bombshells. Two separate, highly debated and controversial cases being investigated by the police fraud squad were being dropped. The announcements in local newspapers quoted Commander Barkey saying police fraud squad director Matthew Damaru advised him to drop the investigations because of a lack of evidence. But the country's opposition member of parliament and shadow attorney general Karenga Kua doesn't think the police fraud squad director made the statement.
I used to be the attorney general, and the sweep team was under me, and for 2 years he worked under my ministerial supervision. And these two statements which are attributed to him now are completely uncharacteristic. Damaru does not behave like that.
Mr. Damaru told the ABC he didn't want to comment because the police commissioner made this statement. The first case, dropped late last week, involved Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister Peter O'Neill, who was being investigated by the police fraud squad for allegedly approving payments to a law firm, Paraka Lawyers. The case started in 2013 when the opposition presented a document on the floor of Parliament accusing Prime Minister O'Neill of signing letters to approve payments of some $30 million. Mr. O'Neill denied it, saying the signature was forged. But subsequent investigations were undertaken by now disbanded Task Force Sweep. In 2014, the principal lawyer of the law firm, Paul Paraka, was charged with 32 corruption-related offences involving over $100 million. Mr. Paraka was charged for conspiracy to defraud, money laundering and misappropriation. The ABC contacted the former Task Force Sweep boss, Sam Coim, for a comment, but he replied in a statement.
I am no longer handling or privy to these matters, so I will not make a comment, as I do not have the facts and materials that the police commissioner relied on to make the decision.
Opposition Member of Parliament Karenga Kua was in the O'Neill cabinet as Attorney General. Task Force Sweep reported to him that they were investigating the Prime Minister and wanted to get a warrant of arrest.
I was assured by the Sweep team that they had a case beyond all reasonable doubt against the Prime Minister on a suspicion of official corruption, which by its nature requires a warrant of arrest before an arrest is procured. So I said, on the basis that you now tell me that you have a case beyond all reasonable doubt before you, I will now authorize you to proceed. Do what you have to do in accordance with law.
The second case, dropped several days ago, dates back to 2017. The PNG government bought land outside of its capital, Port Moresby, for 46 million kina, or 18.3 million Australian dollars, to build a new naval base. The deal itself became controversial, involving two state ministers, William Duma and Fabian Pork, departmental secretaries and state-owned company executives. There were allegations that the money went to a company associated with the ministers. Mr. Kua says the opposition has evidence to prove that the state gave away some $18 million.
I have this document here. You know, look at it. It's under the letterhead of the chairman of Kumul Consolidated Holdings. In a memo, it is apparent that KCH, that's Kumul Consolidated Holdings, has been defrauded. In that one, it has been misled to endorsing approval for 46.6 million kina for the Lenkron acquisition and in return has not received a title over the Lenkron land. This is evidence. How can you say there is no prima facie case? Isn't this conclusive proof?
Mr. Kua says the dismissal of the case was done administratively by the PNG police. Therefore, it can be still pursued in the future by any concerned governments. The ABC has contacted the Prime Minister's office for an interview, but is yet to hear from them.